here last evening. We had a good day yesterday. By the grace of God, a good day again today.
我们昨天是一个公众假，但是我们还是昨天下午有好些的弟兄姊妹在教会查经。昨天晚上呢，有一个青年人的聚会，还是有很多的年轻孩子们来了，很好。
So I think we're going to just keep carrying on our regular schedule. I don't know if special announcements today. Just happy that we can continue to study the Bible and learn the great truths of God.
对，我们很高兴，还是可以继续我们的原来学习圣经的进程。
Special welcome to Jack and to his wife. Is it Seema? Seema, yes. And we're happy that they're here today, but we're sad because they're only here 1 week.
我们很欢迎Jack和他太太Seema。我们很高兴他们能来，但是我们也很哀伤，因为他们只能跟我们在一起待一个星期。
They came for their daughter's graduation from UBC.
是个孩子的毕业典礼来的。But
we think they'll come back again sometime.
盼望他们回来的时候能够再回来。That's
very good, very good. Anything else we should be announcing today?
有没有需要特别讲的今天？
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll start our study.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了主耶稣基督。
And Lord, it's He that we have come to love. We thank you for the blessings that you have brought to us through Him.
这一位是我们爱的主，因为一切的祝福都是从他而来。
And we thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit of God to teach us about Him.
我们也谢谢您赐给我们圣灵来教导我们认识基督。
And we pray, Lord, that you will help us this afternoon as we seek to learn more about your truths and how we should live them.
求您今天下午教导我们，让我们真知道您的真理，也知道当如何活出这真理。
So open our understandings, we pray, and then give us clear consciences to follow you and to obey you.
打开我们的认知，让我们真的能够顺服跟从您。
We ask all these things in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of chapter 11 in the book of Romans.
我们来到罗马书的十一章的最后面了。
And the theme in the chapters 9, 10, and 11 is that God was doing His great work in the life of Israel, and because He continues to do His great work in Israel, He will continue to do a great work in every one of us who believe in Him.
所以，九十十一三章呢，是在讲关于犹太人、以色列人神的旨意的成全。那让我们看见，神既然在犹太人身上依然行着美好的旨意，他也会在我们这些基督徒身上行全他美好的旨意。
All right. So we're going to start reading. We'll just read the verses 28 down through 32, and we'll consider them together as we carry on our study.
我们来看28节，11章的28节到32节。 我先用中文帮大家读一下，就这福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就这拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了连续。这样你们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的连续，现在也就蒙连续。
All right, in English, as far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies on your account. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you who were at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound all men over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. All right. So the logic is that God's great objective is to have mercy on all people. That's the thrilling theme that we preach, that we delight in. Jesus Christ died for everyone.
所以这里的逻辑是神的恩典和怜悯啊，要显给一切的人。所以这是讲到的时候我们特别高兴的一个点啊，就是神为每一个人死了，他愿意每一个人得着他的怜悯。
He wants to have mercy on everyone, and his mercy is available for everyone.
所以他愿意每一个人有他的怜悯，也他的怜悯也为每一个人预备了。
Okay, so verse 28 says, as far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies on your account.
所以28节就是福音说他们为你们的缘故是仇敌。
And Israel was rejected because of their sin. The focus of God's work today is amongst the Gentiles. We're Gentiles and we rejoice that he is continuing to extend his mercy to us.
所以以色列人因为他们的悖逆呢，神的恩典就临到了外邦人。所以呢，我们今天呢，我们很高兴，我们能得着这恩典哈，因为神的恩典在以色列人拒绝以后就给了我们。
But verse 28 also says that Israel is elected by God because of the Hebrew fathers, the patriarchs.
所以28节的后半段呢，同时又讲了另外一个事实：犹太人依然是拣选的，因为他们是为列祖的缘故啊，就是他们的祖先犹太人的缘故呢，他是蒙神所爱的。
God said to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to the other patriarchs, he said, I am going to bless your offspring. I am going to bless Israel.
所以上帝借着亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各和其他的先祖们说呢，我要祝福你们和你们的后裔。And
so this election is a national election. It's God's plan for the nation of Israel, not necessarily every individual who is in the nation of Israel, but as far as the nation is concerned, God is going to bless them.
注意这里的拣选是指的国度，不国家，不是指的每一个犹太人。所以呢，每一个的犹太人呢，依然要靠着他们自己的选择到主那里去。但是作为整个以色列国，神的选择是不会变的，神会最终祝福以色列。
And one of the evidences of that is that the Jewish people are now living in the state of Israel, in the very land God promised them. There are 6 million Jews living there. There are 9 million Jews living elsewhere in the world, but 6 million of them live right there where the promises were.
所以今天的犹太人呢，住的地方，有600万犹太人住在以色列。这个以色列这块地方就是他们的先祖啊。 上帝赐给他们先祖的这块迦南地，虽然还有900万犹太人住在全球其他的地方，但是已经有这600万回到了原来的应许地了。So
the conclusion is, verse 29, God's gifts and his call are irrevocable.
所以这里的结论就是29节，因为神的恩赐和选召啊是没有后悔的。
Okay, And the proof, or not the proof, but the facts are, when God promises it, He will fulfill it.
所以这里的应许是神只要给出来了，他就一定会实现。
And the whole teaching of the Bible is that you can believe the Lord Jesus Christ because God always does what He says He is going to do.
所以我们从圣经里知道，我们的应许是神若他说了，他就一定会实现，这是我们所依靠的。
The whole story of the Bible really is God's promises and the fulfillment of God's promises.
所以圣经的故事呢，基本上就是这样，神给出应许，然后他实现他的应许。
We just sit back and we say, we rejoice in this. God said it, therefore it's going to happen.
所以我们总是坐在这呢，说，哎，神说了，他就一定会实现。我们就在这个事实上感到很高兴。
We counted up this morning in John chapter 3 the number of times that the word believe is used.
所以今天早晨我们数了一下约翰福音三章里，神一共用了多少次的信这个词。
Why do we continue to believe?
我们为什么要持续的相信呢？
Because if God said it, He will do it. Doesn't matter what comes up in between, God will still do it.
所以这就是神说他要做，那他无论当中会出现什么你认为很难的情况，神总是能够实现。
And so you get an illustration of that in the life of Abraham.
所以他就用亚伯拉罕的一生给了一个例子。
God said to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. And through your son, there will be a mighty nation. And through him, the whole of the world, or through that nation, the whole of the world will be blessed.
上帝告诉亚伯拉罕，你会有一个儿子，这个儿子这从儿子呢会出一个特别大能的国度，在这个国度里呢，整个万国都要因为这以色列国而蒙福。
Then God said to Abraham, Now Abraham, you take that son before he had a wife, before he had any children, you take that son and offer him up. You sacrifice him to me.
所以上帝告诉亚伯拉罕说，你把带这个孩子来啊，把这个孩子献给我当祭物。
And Abraham went to do that, even though God had promised that the blessing would come through that son.
所以亚伯拉罕就带着这个以撒去献祭，即使神的应许哈是要借着这个儿子来给出来的。
And so we're told that Abraham was prepared to kill Isaac, believing that somehow God would raise Isaac from the dead after he killed him so that he could fulfill the rest of his promises to God through Isaac.
所以在圣经另外一处呢，我们就看见亚伯拉罕是带着什么样的心去的，他相信上帝呢，在这之后，在他即使杀了以撒之后呢，也依然能够让以撒从死里复活，来完成上帝借着以撒给出的未来的应许。
Why did he believe that? Because he believed God cannot lie.
他相信的原因是他知道神从不撒谎。
If you and I would only realize that God cannot lie, and we believed him the way we should believe him, life would be marvelous.
如果我们都知道神是永远不撒谎的，我们也按照神的本性去信靠他的话，我们的生活就会变得更加的顺利一些。
All right. So verse 30 says,
30节,
Just as you were at one time disobedient to God and have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you.
你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，你们却蒙了顺服。这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着赐给你们的连续，现在也就蒙了连续。
The logic is that God's plan is always to show His mercy, to extend His mercy to us.
所以这里的逻辑是神总是要愿意把他的怜悯显明给我们。
Verse 32, God has bound all men over to disobedience or unbelief so that he may have mercy on them all. He wants to be merciful to everyone.
32节，因为神将众人都圈在不顺服中，特意要连续众人，因为他愿意把连续给到每一个人。
If he wants to have mercy on everybody else, does he want to have mercy on you?
如果他愿意把连续给每一个人，他愿不愿意怜悯你呢？
If he wants to have mercy on everyone else, does he want to have mercy on me?
他愿意把连续给每一个人，他愿不愿意怜恤我呢？
Okay, and I say, Lord, if you want to have mercy on me, praise the Lord, I need your mercy.
我会说呢，哎呀，主啊，如果你愿意怜恤我，我真的很高兴，感谢主，我需要你的怜悯。
All right, the next section.
好，下一部分。
In the book of Romans 11, then, is what is called a doxology.
那下面的一段呢叫颂赞啊。
A doxology is an expression of the outpouring of praise to God.
所以颂赞呢是一个向外倾倒的对神的赞美。
And so that's what you have here in these next four verses. It's Paul looking at God's plan for the church like us, for Israel, and he says, when I understand it all, I say it is absolutely marvelous. I'm going to praise God for his goodness.
所以这里呢是保罗看见了神的心意啊，看见了神的应许在我们和以色列人身上的时候，他说呀，这太好了，我要来赞美神。
So after Paul understands what God was doing in Israel, what he is now doing in the church, what he is going to do in the future in Israel again, as he puts the whole plan together, he then just overflows in praise.
所以保罗就联想起过去对犹太人的应许，看见当时对教会以及未来教会要经历的这些应许，这一系列美好的事，保罗把它串起来以后呢，他就不由自主的那祷告赞美就出来了。
So someone then, I guess in Chinese, can read 33 to 36, then we'll go over it in English.
我们来读一下33到36节。深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难寻，他的踪迹何其难，判断何其难测，踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Amen. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. All right, it's marvelous. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Do you fully understand God?
你真的完全能明白神吗？
And the answer is no, you don't understand them very much.
答案不是哈，因为我们不能够完全的明白它。
But what you do understand of God, do you like what you understand?
如果对于你已经明白的那个部分，你是不是很享受呢？很喜欢？
And if you're like me, you say, Lord, I don't understand everything, but what I do understand, I appreciate very, very much.
像我经常会跟主祷告说，我说，哎呀，主啊，你很多事情我不了解，但是对于我已经了解的部分啊， 我就很感恩了，真的很好。
Do you get excited when you read your Bible and you begin to understand more and you say, that's very, very good. That's wonderful.
你有没有这种感受？当你读圣经，越读越明白更多的时候，你说，这太好了，这太美了。
And that's the way I am so often. I read the Bible and then I just get all excited about it.
我经常就是个状态，我读读就很兴奋，很高兴。
I say, Lord, I don't understand everything in this book, but what I do understand is really good.
我就跟主说，我虽然很多真理我还是不明白，但是我已经明白的就真的太美了。
Years ago, when I was a younger man, I was often asked to preach.
很多年前，我还年轻的时候呢，常有人叫我去讲道。
And I would say, I wonder what I should preach. I've got to preach in the weekend. What should I preach?
我比如说在周末我要讲道，我就问自己，我该讲什么呢？
And I often study my Bible sitting in a big chair.
我经常坐在一把大椅子上就开始想，学我的圣经。
And I have my Bible in front of me, and I read, and I read, and I read.
我就把圣经放在我面前，我就读啊读啊读。
And I would say to myself, Lord, I'm reading, you're teaching me, but what should I preach?
所以我跟主祷告说，我现在在读圣经，主啊，你要教导我该讲什么。
And I would often realize that I now had a sermon ready to preach when I found myself walking around the end of the room.
然后呢，我最终得着这个讲这篇讲道的时候，其实我会意识到我已经站起来在房间里走动了。
And in a very simple way, I realized that when you get something that's so excited that you can't stay sitting down, you've got to get, you just keep moving, then I'd say, all right, maybe I've got something to preach.
为什么呢？就是因为我发现我要是真得着一样特别好的东西，我就坐不住了。我站起来走啊，太兴奋了，所以我就什么时候知道我可以去用这个主题去讲了呢？就发现我已经坐不住，我站起来在房间里走了，我就知道我这周讲到的主题就出来了。
If it's so good and so exciting that you can't sit still, it's probably worth telling other people about it.
因为当你从圣经里读出那么好的东西来的时候，你就坐不住，你要站起来，你特别想跟人分享。
And that's the way it is with the truth of God here. We don't understand it all, but what we do understand is so good, we've got to tell other people about it.
所以我们真的很多是不明白，但是对于已经明白的，我们就太高兴，也愿意和人分享。
Now, verse 34 says, Who's known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor?
34节，谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？
When God decided to do something, did he knock at your door in the morning and say, excuse me, but could you please help me? I want to know what to do.
当上帝决定做一样事情的时候，他会不会一早上敲你的门说，对不起，我现在做一件什么事，我想咨询一下你的意见，会不会？
God didn't ask you what to do.
神不会问你该怎么做。
He didn't seek your advice.
他不会寻求你的建议。
Sometimes he knocks on your door in the morning and says, "Excuse me, I want to tell you what I'm going to do."
有的时候他会这样，他会敲一早敲你的门呢，他会告诉你说，我要告诉你我要做什么。
He teaches us. He's way ahead of us.
因为他的教导啊是远比我们的高啊。
Isaiah 55, Isaiah says that his ways are as high as the heavens are compared to our ways.
所以以赛亚书说他的道路啊，就像如天一般高啊，就跟我们的道路比起来是完全不同的道。
And the other line is verse 35, Who has ever given to God that God should repay him?
35节，谁是先给了他，就是神使他后来偿还呢？
Okay, does God ever say, excuse me, I owe you something?
神会不会说，对不起，我好像欠你点什么东西？
No.
不是的。
God doesn't say that. We say to God, we owe you something.
我们经常跟主说，哎呀，我欠你一些什么东西，而不是反过来。
But you see, our God is a God of mercy, and He's giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. He's always giving to us. We never repay Him.
所以神是一位施怜悯的神啊，所以他永远是给予给予给予给予。我们从来没有说我要给神什么。
His whole plan toward us is giving.
所以他对我们的旨意的全部就是给予。
And then the conclusion that he has is that from him and through him and to him are all things.
结论就是三十六节，因为万有都本于他，倚靠他，归于他。
So from the past, it all came from God.
过去呢，这些都从神来的。
And in the future, it's all going to be to God.
在未来呢，这些也都要归回到主那里去。
And at the present time, it's all because of God, through God.
所以现在呢，也都是借着神，我们才能够经历这一切。所以从头到尾到现在，都是要依靠神。
So what's life all about?
生命是什么意义？
What's about what God planned to do?
神计划的旨意是什么？
It's about what he's going to do.
或者说他想要做什么？
And it's about what he's doing right now.
或者他现在做什么？
He's got this marvelous plan.
他有非常好的计划。
What's the central theme of his plan?
他的计划的主题是什么？
Mercy for you and for me.
就是对你和我的怜悯啊。
Is that a good plan?
是不是很好的计划呢？
Yeah. We sit back and we say amazing.Absolutely amazing.
然后我们说呀，真的太美好了。
So I'm having trouble remembering where the verse is, but this is basically what it says.
我记不得这个经文在哪里哈，但这个经文是这么说的。
It says that all the angels of God are involved in one master project.From the beginning of time to the end of eternity. What is that one master project that all the angels are working on?
就所有的天使啊，都在做一个大的计划和杰作啊，好像是这样。Which verse do you
remember? Well, I can't remember where the verse is, but this is what it says. It basically says that all of the angels are working on the project.Of bringing salvation to you so that you can enjoy the mercies of God.
所以所有的天使都在做这么一个大计划，大项目，就是他们的目标都是把这个救恩带给我们，让我们能够借着救恩得神的怜悯。
God put the stars in the sky. Is that very important?
神把天上布满了星，是不是很重要呢？
Not really.
其实没有那么重要。
What really is that he made Adam and Eve and we all his children? That's important.
他更重要的是他造了亚当和夏娃以及我们这些后裔，这个对神更重要。
I read the other day that there is a black hole in the universe.
有一天我看见新闻啊，说宇宙里是有黑洞的。
It's bigger than our sun.
这个黑洞比我们的太阳大。
It's not just 20 times bigger than our sun.
这个并不是说比我们大20倍的这个太阳大20倍这个概念。
It's not just 20,000 times bigger than our sun.
也不是两万倍那么大。
It is 20 billion times bigger than our sun.
是200亿倍那么大啊，比我们的太阳大。
Can you imagine anything so big? 20 billion.Times one black hole, one star, 20 billion times the size of our sun.
就是一个黑洞啊，就黑洞其实原来是星啊，就一个黑洞的大小能够顶上二十个 billion, 200亿个太阳那么大的黑洞。
Is that important?
这是不是重要呢？
Not really.
其实也不那么重要。
You're more important than that.
相比那个来说，你更重要。
God didn't die. God didn't send His Son Jesus to die for a black hole.
因为上帝从来没有差他的圣子基督来为那个黑洞死了。
But He did send His Son to die for you and for me.
但他真的穿了圣子基督，为你为我死了。
Now Paul says this is just amazing.
所以保罗在这里说，这真的太美好了。
And so he rejoices in God. He says, from him, through him, to him are all things.
所以他会说呢，哦，这真是一切都本于他，依靠他，归于他。
And then he says, "To him be the glory forever." Amen.
愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
Do you give God glory?
你有没有把
what he's done?
你有没有把荣耀归给神呢？为了神所做的。
He's great. He's got his mercy towards you. His central character is that he longs to be merciful.To all people, do you give him thanks for that?
他的本性啊，神的本性就是想要把怜悯给一切人，这他就是施怜悯的神。
Do you say, Lord, thank you so much for being merciful to me?
谢谢你啊，如此的怜悯我。
All right, those therefore are the logics of Paul. He's told us how we can be right with God. He's told us how we can live a life of salvation. He's shown us what he's done to Israel and will do for us.
所以这里就看见了，神是怎么借着，这几章啊，讲到他的旨意在以色列人是怎么样的，他的旨意在我们这里是怎么样的，他未来要为我们做什么。
And therefore, in the rest of the book of Romans, we're going to learn what we should do about it.
所以在剩下的罗马书的部分呢，就是会讲到我们该怎么回应。
That's logical, isn't it?
这是很合理的，不是吗？
I keep on thinking about immigration when I think about the audience that we're in today.
那我经常会想到移民这个话题啊。
You learned a lot about Canada.
因为大家呢都学了很多关于加拿大的事情。
And one day you said, I'm going to move there.
然后你说，哎，终于有一天我决定我要去那边生活。
You evaluated everything and said, better for me to live in Canada than to live in China.
然后你评估了你自己的个人的生活，你说，哎，我决定，住在加拿大对我来说比住在中国更好一些。
Our great grandparents way back there.They did the same thing when they left Scotland.
我的祖先，他们当时也做了同样的这样的一个比较，当他们离开苏格兰的时候。
I think some of Norma and my forebears left Scotland 190 years ago.
Norma 跟我的一些祖先啊，就他们是190年前离开苏格兰的。
1829.
那是1829年的时候。
That's a long time ago.
那是好好早以前的事。
Okay, and they heard about Canada, and they said Scotland is a nice place, but we're going to go to Canada.
所以他们听到了加拿大，然后他们说，哎，苏格兰也的确是个不错的地方，但是我们最终决定了还是去加拿大。
All right, Paul has laid out the great truth of God from Romans 1 all the way through Romans 11.
所以保罗在这里把神的真理啊，从罗马书的一章到十一章呢，都展开来告诉我们了。
And therefore he says, all right, in the light of all that, what are you going to do?
所以保罗这里就说，那已经这十一章解开来的这个光啊，你该怎么去回应它？
So chapter 12 now is going to begin telling us what we do because of all that Jesus did for us.
十二章开始就说到我们，基于耶稣为我们所做的一切，我们该做些什么。
All right, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
How much does God deserve from you because of all He's done for you? How much does He deserve from you? How much should you give Him because of what He's done for you?
就是借着神借着他给你的一切哈，就 就是你觉得他配得多少，你回应给他呢？
Does he deserve $100 from you?
他是不是配得，比方说100块钱呢，从你这得？
If Jesus were to walk in here this afternoon and say, "Excuse me, but I owe some money and I need to buy something. Could you give me $100? What would you say?"
如果今天下午耶稣进了这个房间，说，哎呀，我需要100块钱买一点东西，你会说什么呢？
Okay, it wouldn't take you long to say yes.
你不需要太长的时间，你说，当然，我愿意给。
How much do you owe Jesus?
你欠耶稣的是多少量？
And the answer is everything.
这个答案就是呢，全部，就是全人，我们的全人都属他。
Because Jesus gave you everything, because anything and everything of value you have comes from him, you say, Lord, I'm prepared to give you everything.
所以耶稣呢，把自己的一切都给你了，而我们生命中一切有价值的也都出于他，所以我们会说呢，主啊，我愿意把一切献给你。
Alright, so what we do is we say, Lord, I want to give you an offering. I present my body to you.
所以你说，主啊，我愿意献上活祭啊，把自己做祭物献给你。
That's just about all we got right now, isn't it? Our bodies?
其实就像我们今天的身体给他一样。
Who owns your body?
谁拥有你的身体？
Now when you get married, those of you who are married understand this, when you get married, you give to your spouse everything.
就像你结婚的时候，其实你是把你的一切给了你的配偶。
That's God's plan.
这就是神的计划了。
You don't say, I'll give you half.
你不会说呢，我给你一半。
You say, you're my spouse.And I'm all yours.
你会说呢，哎，你是我的配偶，我愿意把我的一切都给你。
How much more our relationship with Jesus?
那这样的一个关系和我们跟主的关系比起来，这又是怎么样呢？肯定是主的关系更大。
Now the verse says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies.
所以十二节它的起头是说呢，所以兄弟们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上。
Why would you do it?
你为什么要这么做？
Because of all his mercy to you.
因为他给你的慈悲已经足够大了。
So the story is told of a slave.
比方说呢，以前有个奴隶啊。
And the slave was being sold.On the slave market 200, 300 years ago in the United States.
就是在美国啊，两三百年前有个奴隶呢在市场上被卖。
The slave was there. There was a particular man who bought the slave.
那有一个人呢上来就把这个奴隶给买走了。
And the slave, when he was bought,turned to the man who bought him and said, What do you want from me?
然后这个被买的奴隶呢就问那个新买的主人啊，说你要我做什么呢？
And the man said, I don't want anything from you. I bought you in order to set you free.
然后那个主人说呢，我其实不想从你这要任何东西，我买你就是想给你自由的。
And the slave said, I'm free.
啊，那奴隶说，那我现在自由了。
Yes, you're free.
是的，你自由了。
I can do what I want to do.
啊，我现在是不是做愿意我想要做的事都可以做了？
Yes, you can do what you want to do.
是的，你可以，你有选择权了。
I can go where I want to go.
我能去我想去的地方了。
Yes, you can go where you want to go.
是的，你可以去你想去的地方。
I can say what I want to say.
我能说我想说的话了。
Yes, you're free.
是的，你是自由的，你可以说。
So what did the slave say?
然后这个奴隶说什么呢？
I want to be your slave.
他说我愿意跟从你啊，我愿意做你的奴隶。
What could be better?
有没有什么比这更好的呢？
For life, than to be the servant, the slave of someone who offers you complete freedom?
有什么能比愿意白白赎你给你自由的人愿意给他做奴隶这么好的事？
Oh, you say, that's what I want. I want to be Jesus' slave.
你说我愿意成为主耶稣的奴仆。
Nobody loves me like Jesus does.
因为没有人像耶稣那么爱我。
Nobody could ever take care of me like Jesus.
也没有人能像耶稣那么照顾我。
What would the slave do if he got his freedom?
这个奴隶如果他自由了，他能怎么办呢？
He wouldn't have anywhere to sleep.
他也没地方睡。
He wouldn't know what to do with his freedom.
他也不知道拿他的自由，他能去哪里？
But he could go to this man who bought him, and the man who bought him would have lots of money, and give him a nice house to live in, and he could be happy serving him. How much more you and I are happy serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果这个买了的人都能给这个奴仆一个好的地方住啊，一个好的工作环境，那我爱我们的主啊，赎买我们的主，我们侍奉他又是更是何等美好的事。
What is life all about?
生命是什么意义？
Well, it's about the plan from him and the plan to him, and right now it's the plan through him. That's what life's all about.
所以这个计划呢是从他里面来的，也是借着他实现的，最终要带我们到他那里去。
And if that's what life is all about, I'd better get on with it, hadn't I?
如果这就是神在我们身上的旨意啊，那我为什么不去顺服跟随他？
If that is the plan of eternity from God to God through God, what is my primary objective?
所以永恒的旨意若是从他而来到他那里去，当中是借着他实现我生命的意义目标是什么？
To get on board and get on the plan.
就是我持守在他里面，我在他那，我不离开，我就跟他在一起。
If there were a big boat that came into Vancouver,
如果有一艘大船来到温哥华，
and there was an announcement made that there's going to be a bomb coming on Vancouver.
如果那时候有一个通知说，哎呀，温华要有一个大的风暴了。
And the people who are left in Vancouver are all going to die.
所有留在温哥华的人都要死了。
But if you get on this boat, we're going to a South Pacific island which has everything. If you go there, you're going to have a paradise to live in.
如果我们上了那艘船，我们就可以逃到南太平洋的岛上去，那边一切有预备，我们就不需要经历这灾难。
What would you do?
你会怎么样？
You'd get on board, wouldn't you?
你就上船嘛，对不对？
You'd say, if I stay here, I'm going to blow up, and if I go there, I'm going to have happiness and peace and joy and riches and everything. I can take my wealth with me. What's the point of staying here and blowing up? I'm going to get on the boat.
所以你说在这里呢，我会完全就被击打被毁灭，我到那里我有一切，我为什么要待在这里呢？我为什么不上船走呢？
If that were to happen, how much would you put on the boat?
如果这样的话，你会把多少的东西带到船上去？
You put everything on.
你把你一切东西带到船上去吗？
You take everything you could.
你能把你带走。
You get on yourselves.
你肯定把你能带走都带走。
Okay. And here's God's great plan. From him is everything. To him is everything. You say, I'm going to get everything if I travel with him. If I go, he's the center of all plan. He's the author of all mercy. It's all about him. I'm going to get aboard.
所以神也是这样的，一切的祝福都从他那来，一切的计划也是他做的，我们所有的也都是出于他。所以我们要跟随他的时候，你不会留着什么东西，你一定把你自己所有的带着，一直在他的船上，一直跟随他，这是个非常理性的决定。
What is going to happen to Vancouver?
那对温哥华来说，未来会发生什么？
It's all going to burn up.
这一定会没有的。
That's what the Bible said.
因为圣经是这么说的，一定会消亡的。
Okay, how are we going to survive?
我们该怎么活下来呢？
Oh, we're going to go to heaven, If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you go to heaven. The world is going to burn up, and after it's all burned up and gets reorganized, we get to come back again.
我们会去天堂，圣经说我们信靠耶稣基督的就必去天堂，所以地上会经历大灾难，会被毁灭。所以当我们信靠主的人跟随主再回来的时候，我们就陪伴他，跟随他管理全地了。
You say, okay, that sounds pretty good to me. I guess I'm going to get on the board. I'm going to go with Jesus.
这还听起来很好，我说我要上船，我要跟着耶稣。
And so we say to the Lord, listen, I offer myself to you, Jesus.
这就是十二章说的意思，我要把我的身体献上给你啊，主耶稣，就是我的一切，跟随你。
All right, so we offer ourselves as living sacrifices.
当作活祭。
In the Old Testament, they used to offer God sacrifices. They would take an animal and they would kill it and they would give it to God.
在旧约的时候呢， 祭司一直要献祭，他们会把动物呢，洁净的动物带到祭坛前呢，先要杀了这个动物啊，然后献给神。
Now, Paul says that's not what God wants today. He doesn't want a sword to go through Harold and offer Harold's body to the Lord. He says, why don't you, Harold, be a living sacrifice?
所以保罗在这里说呢，神今天不要这样，他不是说要拿把 剑呢，刺把Harold刺死，然后把Harold的身体献给神。神不要这个。神说呢，神要我们的心呐，要我们把自己献给他。
Okay, and I say, Lord, that's what I would like to be. I would like to be a living sacrifice to you. I would like to live for you.
所以Harold 说，那主啊，我愿意为你而活，我愿意献给你。
What kind of a sacrifice would it be? Well, it says we're to be a holy sacrifice.
那这样的活祭是什么样的呢？是圣洁的。
So because Jesus died for me, he wants me to live a life worthy of him, a life separated to him, a life like him. We do those things that are holy. We say, no, I don't want sin in my life. I want Jesus in my life. He had no sin. I want to live a holy life.
所以神，愿我们在地上过的是一个分别为圣的生活，是把自己献给他，分别为圣，里面没有罪，愿意活得像耶稣的那样的一个生活。
Okay, and he says, I want you to live a life that is pleasing to God.
这样的生活呢，是神所喜悦的。
Okay, so what kind of a life do we live? Well, we say, what would you like, God? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out what Jesus wants, and I'm going to do what he wants.
所以你说你想不想要像神那样呢？我们都说是的。得救以后，我们想活得像基督那样，也做神愿意我们做的事。
All right, and then it goes on and says, this is your spiritual or your reasonable act of service.
是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Is it reasonable to do that?
这个是不是合理呢？
Yes, that's the only thing that is reasonable. If he gave everything for you, then it's your privilege to give everything to him because everything you have is from him. That makes sense.
所以这是非常理所当然，也非常合理的，就是他把一切给了你。 你自然愿意把一切给到他，这个从逻辑上非常的合理。
All right. Verse 2 says,
第二节,
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
All right, so here we've got two words, conformed and transform.
这里我们两个词哈，一个叫 conform， 一个叫 transform.
What does it mean to be conformed?
Conform 这个词什么意思？
And the answer is, it means to be pressed into a mold.
就是呢，按照一个模型啊，把它压出来，做出来。
So we've got a plate here.
这里呢，我们有一个盘子，大家看啊，这里有一个盘子。
Okay, my friend and his father were in business a few years ago down on 10th Avenue. They were in the plastics business.
我的朋友呢，他的父亲是做塑料生意的。
They used to make little plates like this.
他们就有的时候会做这种盘子。
And we used to eat on their plates when we went up to Bible camp. The plates were made by my friend.
我们有的时候会用他们的做的盘子来做这个营会，夏天的营会的厨房用。
They made them by injection molding.
那他们是用那个注塑机啊，就注就就就就就用那个模子做，然后压进去的。
And they would get a mold like this. They would put liquid plastic into it, and the plastic would flow into this mold, and out would come a plate just like this.
就首先呢，他们会先把一个模子做出来，然后把液体的塑料呢注进到这个模子，灌到这个模子里去，然后等冷却以后呢，出来的就是一个盘子。
And every plate was the same because the plastic was conformed to the mold.
那每一个盘子都长得一样，因为它所有的它塑料盘子都是 conform， 就是统一，是一个模型做出来，这就 conform 的意思。
Okay, and so there is out there what is called the world.
那现在呢，我们处在一个什么，在一个世界里。
And the world's objective is to take each one of us and fashion us, form us, so that we would be like the world.
所以世界呢，就像一个模子，他想把每一个在世界的人呢，都做成一个样子的。
It's very strange, but in China today, and in Canada today, people wear almost the same kind of clothes.
Yeah, 就像今天呢，中国和加拿大，我们人穿的衣服都一样。
Used to be very different.
以前是不太一样的。
When I was a boy, I would see pictures of people living in China.
我小孩子的时候，我看见中国的来的照片。
But today we're conformed to the same pattern. We even wear the same kind of clothes all over the world.
那今天呢，你会发现人是越来越接近哈，以至于甚至全世界人穿的衣服的样式都差不多的。
More and more, we're the same kind of people.
然后我们也
all over the world.
全世界的人呢，这个也是越来越是同一类的心思意念哈。
So if I were to go to China today.
那今天我要去中国的话。
You wouldn't sit me down and say, now listen, I'm going to have to teach you about the Chinese people, because they're really different from Canadians.
你不会坐下来跟我说，哎呀，我要先跟你讲一讲中国人是怎么样，因为他和加拿大人很不同。
It's interesting, isn't it? We're all the same.
你不会这么，为什么呢？因为都一样，你都知道人是怎么样。
We've all been conformed to this world.
我们都是按照这个世界的样子来统一的。
But when you become a Christian, you are born again.
当你成为基督徒的时候，你重生了。
Oh, well, I guess if I was born again, I'd end up being different, wouldn't I?
如果我重生了，那我应该会有一个不同。
If you were going to be born again, would you like anything to be different?
如果你已经重生了，你是不是觉得需要有一点什么不同了？
Some of you say, well, frankly, yeah.
是。
If I were born again, I think I'd like to be a little smarter.
如果我重生了呢，我想要聪明一点。
Some people say, well, I think I'd like to be a little more handsome or a little more pretty.
有的人说呢，我想要更漂亮一点。
Some people say, I'd like to be bigger. I'd like to be smaller.
有的人说我想要强壮一点。
Okay, so when you get born again by Jesus, what are you going to be like?
如果你是借着耶稣而重生的，你会像什么？
You get to be like Jesus.
你会像耶稣嘛，对不对？
How do you get to be like Jesus?
你怎么能像耶稣呢？
Well, instead of being conformed to this world so that you're like the plate and everybody else's plate, you become transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you be like Jesus.
你总变成耶稣，你不像世界，是用一个模子把你浇灌成一个样子的，大家思想的事情是一样，而是呢，你是借着耶稣啊。 然后心意更新而变化，成为另外一个就 transformed 是改变。
So if you were going to be born again,
如果我们要重生,
who would you like to be like?
那你会像谁?
Well, you say this is marvelous. If I get born again, I can be like Jesus.
你说这太好了，如果我重生了能像耶稣那样，真是太好。
Some foolish people might say, I'd like to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and be really, really strong.
有的人说，哎呀，我要像施瓦辛格那样，好壮啊。
I wouldn't want to be like him.
哎，我不想像他那样。
And people say, well, who would you like to be like? I'd like to be like Jesus.
然后你会想像谁呢? 你说我想像耶稣那样。
So why do we present our bodies a living sacrifice? So that we can be like Jesus. We say, Lord Jesus, you change my mind, please, so that I can be like you, so that I can live for you, so that I can get all the blessings of the future, because they're all in you.
所以正是我们经历的这个过程呢，是因为我们重生了以后。 我们里面就有个新造的人，这个新造的人让我们的心意啊，就是我们的思想开始发生变化。然后我们从里面开始变化了以后，我们就是个完全不同的行为方式。而这行为方式呢，就带着我们越来越像基督，在永恒里跟他有份。啊，这就是重生发生的事情。Then
it says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good will, His pleasing will, and His perfect will.
所以叫你们呢，这十二章二节的后半段，查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。So
if you were to present your body as a living sacrifice, what would you get?
如果你把自己身体作为一个活祭献给神，你会得着什么呢？
You would get what is good.
你会得着善良的。
Sometimes my friend told me that when they made these plates, some of them were bad.
我的朋友呢，有的时候告诉我，当做这些盘子的时候，有的时候这盘子是坏的。
And they'd have to throw them out because they weren't completely perfect.
他们只能把这做坏的盘子扔了，因为这个不完美。
But if you submit yourself to Jesus, what's the result going to be?
如果你把自己献给耶稣，会有什么结果呢？
Very good.
非常好。
Okay, I kind of like that. I went to school for a long time.
我在学校待了很久。
My teachers, my professors didn't always say that's very good.
我的老师不是经常跟我说呢，嗯，很好，你做得很好。
They used to send it back to do over again.
他有的时候会把我的工作拆回来让我重做。
When I went to work, my boss often said the same thing. That's not very good. Do it again.
我工作以后，我的老板也经常会这么说，哎，这个好像做得不咋地，你回去再重做。
When you follow Jesus, when you submit yourself to Jesus, He will make it good.
如果你把自己献给神，神会让这件事让你自己变得是好的。
What's the next word? Pleasing.
好的就是，下一个呢就是可喜悦的。
That's very, very encouraging. Do you sometimes go to bed at night discouraged?
有没有上床啊？某一天你上床的时候很沮丧啊
？God's plan for you is that you go to bed at night pleased because you did what God wanted you to do.
神的旨意是让你啊每天上床是很高兴的，因为呢你只要按照神的心意活了这一天，你就很高兴了。
And when you live this kind of a life, you will live a life that is pleasing.
所以这样的一个生活，在心意更新变化之后的生活是可喜悦的。And
the third word is perfect.
第三个词呢是纯全的、完美的。Okay,
good is good, pleasing is pleasing, perfect. Perfect is you can't do any better, isn't it?
所以好的明白了，喜悦的明白，完美的是什么？你不能再改良它了，你没有什么更好的。
Could you do any better than being like Jesus?
你能不能找到个比耶稣更好的？
No. Okay, so it's good and pleasing and perfect, but the question is to whom?
所以现在你会看见有善良、纯全、可喜悦。那下一个问题是给谁呀？
What's the answer to that? Good, pleasing, perfect. Good to whom? Pleasing to whom? Perfect to whom?
就是善良、纯全、可喜悦是为了谁？
Answer? Well, first of all, it'd be good and perfect and pleasing to you, wouldn't it?
是为了你吗？
But if you do that, it's good and pleasing and perfect to Jesus.
所以一开始这样的旨意是给你，是为了你的。然后当你活出来之后呢，这样的一个旨意又会献给神了，就是神也能悦纳。
And ultimately, it's good and pleasing and perfect to others.
所以最终呢，这样的一个善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意，也可以给到他人。
So is that good news?
这是不是好消息呢？
The mercies of God are so great.
神的。
That he not only demands this kind of experience, this kind of response, but he enables this kind of response.
所以他不但神的本性如此好，他不但让需要要我们这样的一个职业，他也一样给我们能力啊去做到这个。所以他是给旨意的，也是帮助我们做出来的。
Okay, so I just this is almost so good that it blows your mind away. You say, listen, God's mercy is so great.That he is going to enable me to live a life that is good and pleasing and perfect, and his mercy will allow it, and I will do it because of all the mercies that he's already shown me.
所以因着他已经显明的恩典啊，我就从里面有那动力，活出，或者有这能力啊，活出这样式。这样式就是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。这旨意是对我好。也是最终能献给神，也是最终能造福他人。
All right, so the question is that reasonable? Does that make sense?
然后最后呢，这一二节加起来，你觉得这合理吗？这样的一个安排好吗？
So some questions and comments on that. Does that make sense?
大家有什么建议或者问题吗？你觉得这么样的安排合不合理呢？应不应该呢？
Is there a better plan for life?
有没有比这更好的生活的生命的安排呢？如果我们这样去过自己的一生，是不是最好的呢？
Is there a hole in the logic that's presented?
是不是完全合逻辑啊？就是我们刚才讲的，是不是合逻辑的？
What are your comments and questions?
有没有问题？
Okay, and from a logical point of view, and you remember the book of Romans now is a book of God's logic. It's a legal, logical document. It takes the concepts one at a time, deals with them, and it all builds to this great conclusion. Jesus loves me. Jesus died for me. Jesus is going to provide everything for me in the future.I had better live for him now.
所以这里的整个罗马书呢，它是像一个法律文件一样，它是非常一环扣一环的逻辑。他说呢，我们是罪人，那耶稣替我死了，耶稣的旨意是让我们接受他，得着赦免。那最后呢，到十二章以后呢，他就讲到，那我们该怎么样在得救以后过一个基督徒的生活呢？我们自然就会需要把自己献给他。因为他为我们死了，这是非常合理的一个逻辑。
How can I do that?
那我怎么能做到呢？
And I remember, with considerable interest, the very first day that I had in the very first jobs that I had in life.
我就想起我一生找到的第一份工作的第一天的场景。
One day when I was about 17 years old, I got a job. My father got me a job working for a man who was building a house.
那我十七岁那一年呢，我父亲给我找了一份工，是给一个人造房子打下手。
I was really excited.
我太激动了，太高兴了。
First real job I ever had.
这是我这辈子做的第一份工，好兴奋呢。
And I can remember going up to him at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning.
那是一个星期一的早晨，我就八点钟，我就跑去他那了。
What do you think I said to him?
你觉得我会跟他说什么？
I said to him, what would you like me to do?
我说你要我做什么？我现在来了。
Okay. And it was exciting. He said, I want you to go over there and dig a ditch.
然后他也很高兴啊，他说你去在那边挖条沟。
He said, you can get a shovel here, you go dig the ditch.
然后你拿一把大铲子，就在这个地方挖一条沟出来。
I said to him, how do you dig a ditch?
我就问他怎么挖沟啊，挖不来。
And he told me how, I said, where do I put the dirt? Do I put the dirt over here, or do I put the dirt over here?
然后他就教我怎么用铲子怎么挖哈，然后我说，那我挖出来的土放哪边啊，放左边还是放右边啊？
He said, why do you want to know where to put the dirt when you dig the ditch?
然后他就说，你为什么想要知道这个，你挖沟的时候想土放哪里？
I said, well, if I put the dirt on the wrong side and somebody's going to have to move it afterwards, that's more work. But if you tell me that you want the dirt over here rather than over here, then it'll be less work afterwards.
我就回答他说，我说我想一开始就搞对嘛，如果我这个土放错了地方，大家之后还得去挪，又是一份工，浪费时间啊，所以我一开始就放对地方就好了。
He said to me, I like your attitude.
然后他说，他点点头，我喜欢你的态度啊。态度很好。
Okay, that's what we do when we come to Jesus, don't we?
这就我们来到耶稣面前一样的。
We say, Jesus, what would you like me to do?
我说耶稣啊，你要我做什么呢？
He says, all right, go dig that ditch.
他说去。
Great, let's go.
挖一个沟，很好。
Okay.
我就去了。
And he will help us.
他会帮助我们。
We present our bodies a living sacrifice.To him.
这就是我把自己的身体建为活祭交给他的意思了，就是你教我怎么做我就做，而且很高兴。
All right, now we're going to go from those two verses down to get more detail as to how we can live a life of living sacrifice.
所以一二节，十二章的一二节是一个总纲，是一个器令啊。然后呢，我们开始往下走的，走到三节以后呢，就进到很多细节。这些细节就在每一个方面呢，告诉我们，我们怎么才能够活出，这样的一二节讲到的活祭的生命。
All right, so someone will read verse 3 then in Mandarin, and then we'll do it in English.
我们先用中文读一下第三节哈，我凭着我所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. All right. First thing to remember is you're not really a big shot.
第一件你要记得是你要谦卑，你不是什么大人物啊，这是第一点要记得。
Okay. When you're born again, you're just like a little baby.
当你重生的时候呢，你就生出来的一个小婴孩而已。
And when you present yourself a servant to the Lord Jesus, you say, Lord Jesus, I will do anything you want me to do.
那把自己呢献给神的那一刻呢，你说主啊，我愿意做一切你叫我做的事。
So when I said to my boss, what do you want me to do? He said, go dig a ditch.
比方说呢，我跟老板说，哎，你要我今天做什么？他说去挖一条沟。
I could have said to him, I don't like digging ditches.
那我不能说呢，哎呀，我其实很不喜欢挖沟。
Ditches are hard to dig. It's hard on your hands.
挖沟呢是手上要很费力。
It's hard on your back.
背上也要费力。
I would rather drive the truck.
我说呢，哎呀，不如让我去开卡车算了，那个舒服一点。
Okay, that's what I would rather have done.
这是他比较喜欢开车，尤其开那大卡车，他比较喜欢。
Okay, he said, no, you dig the ditch.
老板会说，不，你去挖沟啊。
Now it was about 6 weeks later that he said to me, you can drive the truck today.
然后呢，六周以后，他老板有一天跟他说呢，嗯，那你现在去开车吧。
Okay, that was lots of fun.
他说
But digging the ditch wasn't as much fun.
他说开车真的很好玩，但是那个挖沟真的不好玩。
Okay, now don't think any more of yourself than you really are. If you're a child of God, you're just a little baby, and you do whatever He wants you to do. Don't get a swelled head.
所以不要骄傲了，不要有要谦卑了。就是你是一个从主里生出来的新生孩子呢，你总是要顺服神的话。神让你做的事呢，总是对你有益。你开始就听他的话去做就好了。
Okay, rather we're to think of ourselves with sober judgment.
要看得合乎中道，就是你看得更加清醒合理。
And you say, you know, I'm just a baby. I've been born again, and therefore I am very, very young. I'm inexperienced.I am prepared to learn.
所以你说，哎呀，主啊，我是一个小孩子，我刚出生，所以我还需要时间学习。对，请你带领我，我是没有经验的。
Okay, and so you learn in accordance with the faith that God has given you.
然后你靠着什么学呢？就是靠着神给你的信心呢。
And so I said, my job is to dig the ditch.I believed that if I dig the ditch and dig it well, at the end of the day, my boss is going to pay me some money.
所以你说，我相信啊，神，我的老板让我去挖沟，我只要好好挖呢，今天结束的时候，我就能得到今天的工钱了。
All right, and my objective actually was to work well because I wanted.A job next summer.
那我的目标呢？那一年就是我想好好干。这样的话呢，在第二年的夏天我还可以继续工作。
Okay, and so at the end of the summer, he thanked me for working for him, and he said, "You come back next summer." And when I did, he paid me more money.
然后呢，那年夏天做完的时候呢，那工地老板就说，嗯，做得很好，你明年夏天继续再来吧。他第二年夏天又去的时候，他就涨工资了。
Okay, so we serve him in accordance with the faith that he has given us. And we say, Lord, I believe you. I believe that if I follow you and if I help you, I will have a good job. I'm going to do what you want me to do.
所以这里他说呢，要按照给个人的信心的大小，就是我愿意相信你。我愿意让我愿意自己来做你要我做的事情，就是按照我们的谦卑能有的信心的大小来做神让我们做的事。
All right, verse 4 says.
第四节。
Just as each of us has one body with many members, and those members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body.And each member belongs to all the others.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So you've noticed that in the Church of God, we work together.
你会注意呢，我们在基督里哈，我们在教会里，我们是一同工作的。
And each one does what he does, but we work together.
那每一个人做自己的工，做自己该做的，然后就形成一个团队，就一起做了。
And so I find it very interesting at lunchtime here at the chapel.
比方说教会的时候，我们假设中吃午餐。
What happens after we finish our 11:30 lesson?
假设我们上午的圣经课结束的时候。
The ladies go into the kitchen.
姊妹们就会进到厨房里去。
And the men move the tables and the chairs.
弟兄们就在外面呢，把这个桌椅呢重新排一下。
Who's the boss?
谁是老板呢？
Who's the boss in the kitchen?
这个厨房里的老板是谁啊？
Who's the boss? Who's the boss setting up the tables?
那谁是老板来做这些的桌子啊？
There's no boss.
没有老板，就是。
Jesus is the boss.
耶稣是。
We're all part of the same family. We know that there's got to be a table set up. We do it. We know there's got to be food. The ladies do it.I don't worry about the kitchen. Okay.
所以没有看得见的，就是耶稣是那真正的主，真正的分配工作的。所以我们看见有需要，外面桌子就会有人在做。
Each person has his own responsibility.
每一个人呢都有自己的责任。
And amazingly, especially in the Church of God, we all work together.Without lots of bosses.
所以很神奇的是，尤其在教会里呢，当每一个人他没有老板的，但是每一个人做自己的工作做好了以后呢，他就是个特别和谐的团队。
The writer of the book of Proverbs tells us that we're supposed to work like ants.
所以在那个箴言里面他就用这么一个比方，他说我们就像蚂蚁做工一样。
Do you know how ants work?
你知道蚂蚁是怎么做工的吗
？Ants don't have a boss.
蚂蚁没有那大老板来指挥的。
They just all work, and each one somehow God has made it so that each one works together without a boss.
所以每一个蚂蚁呢都做自己那一份然后呢就没有好像没有一个大的老板在那指挥，但是最终做的那个就很漂亮。
How does the church work?
教会是怎么说的？
Each one works together for the Lord as a living sacrifice, but he's the boss.
教会的运行也是这样，每一个人呢，为了神呢，把自己当做活祭献给他，那他是那唯一的老板，他来组织，最终这个工作就很完美。
Do we all have the same function?
我们是不是每一个人都有同样的功能呢
？Okay，
不是的。
Verse 4 says，
第四节这么说的。
These members do not all have the same function。
就每一个人这个肢体啊，不都有一样的用处啊，不没有一样的功能。
But each of us works together as a part of a body， and each member belongs to all the others。
所以我们都是身体的一部分，而且彼此都是连结的，都是一个身体。
So who do I belong to?
所以我是属于什么呢？
I belong to Jesus.
我属于基督。
And I belong to you.
我也属于你们。
That's very interesting, because if I belong to you, I have a responsibility to you.
这很有意思，如果我属于你们呢，我对你们就有责任了。
So I keep on thinking in my mind about the body.
所以我常常在这个肢体这件事情上，我会做一些思想。
And in my body, I've got many members.
那在我的身上呢，我有很多肢体器官。
One of my members is my nose.
比方说我的鼻子。
Okay, who does my nose belong to?
那我的鼻子属于谁呢？
Well, it belongs to all the rest of my body.
它属于我所有的整个身体。
So what would happen If one day my body, my nose were to say, I don't really want to go to work today.
如果有一天我的鼻子突然说，那我今天不想工作了。
Okay, so I rebel. And I say, I'm not going to work today.
我今天我不想干了，我今天鼻子想罢工。
And so I meet you, and you say, Harold, nice to see you today, where's your nose?
然后呢，你会今天说 ，Harold， 今天很高兴看见你，但你鼻子去哪了
？Oh, I say my nose didn't come to work today.
我说我鼻子今天罢工没来。
Okay, it's ludicrous.
这很可笑，很荒谬。
But you know, in the Church of God, we have a responsibility to one another because we belong to.One another.
所以在教会也是一样，我们彼此有责任，是因为我们彼此是互属的，没有哪个器官是自己的，都是整个身体的。
And so we take our responsibility as a living sacrifice very sincerely. We say, I've got this responsibility. I'm going to live for Jesus when it's convenient.And even when it's not very convenient, going to do what's right.
所以我们每一个人都是很真诚的来到主面前，把自己当做活祭献给他。无论得时不得时，无论环境怎么样，我们总是要做好自己作为活祭之后的我们身体那一部分那个器官的职责。
All right, I keep on going. We've got two or three minutes. Any questions? Any comments?
我们还有一点小时间，几分钟，大家有什么问题吗
？Clarify what I've not clarified.
或者我们今天讲的这个部分有什么疑惑
？Explain what I need to explain.
疑惑需要更多解释的，大家看看。
Question. Is it a great privilege?To be part of a body,
是不是成为这身上的肢体的一部分是一个很美好的事，是一个荣幸啊，是不是
？Sometimes, you know, sometimes in life you get an offer of employment.
在你生命里，你有的时候可能会得到一个工作机会啊，给你一个 offer.
Somebody comes to you and says.I would like you to come to work for us.
有人会说呢，哎呦，我希望邀请你来为我们工作。
Oh, you say that would be a great honor for me to work for your corporation, for me to work with you on this project.
你说，哎呀，这真的是我荣幸啊，能到你们公司来工作，能成为你们公司团队的一部分，很荣幸。
We had a big project in our organization when I was working in it many years ago.
以前呢，我很多年前工作的时候呢，有一个特别大的项目。
And when they put us on the project team, they explained why certain people were on the project team.
然后呢，会从公司不同的地方找不同的人来进到这个项目组啊，然后他们挑人的时候会解释为什么要挑上你。
And this man.Was invited to be part of the project team because he knew about this.
这个人，你选到这个项目组来，是因为你的这一项的职责技能。
That man was invited to be part of the project team because he knew all about that.
那个人呢，要被邀请进来，是因为那个原因。
And then he announced to all the people in the company. He said, "And we put Harold on the project team because he doesn't know anything about anything."
然后呢，最后呢？当这个选的人最后把这个人宣布完以后，他说呢，我选 Harold 来这个团队是因为他什么也不知道。
And that's because I was very new to the company and I didn't know anything.
因为我那时候刚去公司，啥也不懂。
But he thought that I might be able to help, and so he invited me to be part of the team because.He said, "You might be able to help them one way or the other."
所以他让 Harold 去做助手的，就是，然后那个时候呢，他说，你可能可以帮助这个团队不同的人啊，某种方面。
And especially when you're new to the work of God, you get to be on the team because you don't know anything.
因为呢，当你刚刚进到一个公司，刚刚进到一个团队的时候，你什么都不明白的时候，其实你是要谦卑的，因为你真的不明白，所以你就帮帮忙就好。
But God will help you, and He'll enable you to be a benefit there, even though you may still be in Christ, a baby in Christ.
所以，但是过这个过程中，神会帮助你，就像你在帮助他人的过程中，自己就在成长，你就每一项的技能就都熟了。
All right, well, that's maybe where we should leave it for today. We'll come back to verse 6 next time, get into more of these details. How can we live the great life that Jesus has given us? What do we do? We want to be like Him. How can we be like Him?
所以我们下一次从第六节开始讲啊，让我们来看到时候看一看我们怎么样能够在细节里活出如基督般的生命啊，然后从很多小的方面开始。
All right, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of being part of the body of Christ.
主啊，我们如此的感恩，让我们有荣幸成为基督身体的一部分。
What a privilege to be accepted by you as a living sacrifice.
啊，我们如此的荣幸。当我们把自己当作活祭献上给您的时候，蒙悦纳。
Lord, the fact is that we appreciate the mercies of our God that has brought us to this point.
我们要如此的感恩，借着神的连续，能让我们到如此的地步。
To think that God is merciful enough to save us is marvelous.
神如此大的恩典到一个救我们的程度，真的是太美好。
But to think that He is merciful enough to use us.Is also marvelous.
当我们想到他如此有恩典救我们之后，还要用我们使用我们，也是更加的美好。
Lord, may each of us be humble enough to not only thank you for what you have done and implore you to fulfill your promises in us, but Lord, help us to submit ourselves and offer ourselves to you.
主啊，我们要感恩您不但在您的应许里。答应您并实现救我们我们更愿意把自己献为活祭献上给您。
And we thank you now for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也为基督献上感恩。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.